This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. military personnel get discounts on groceries and other products down at the commissary, but a piece of next year's spending bill would eliminate the discount for tobacco. Supporters of the change highlight the $1.6 billion that the Defense Department spends on tobacco-related health issues. Sally Herships reports.
Before he retired from the Navy Dental Corps, Dr. Larry Williams used to help sailors quit using tobacco. He says one reason they start is peer pressure. Sailors see their superior smoking, so they try it too. He also remembers a colleague who told him he was about to start smoking.
And I looked at him and said, why? And he said, well, everybody else in the office smokes. And when the senior chief goes outside to smoke, they all go with him and they leave me behind to take care of all the work in the office.
You should know Williams grew up on a tobacco farm, but now he's a consultant to the National Development and Research Institute. He looks at the effectiveness of tobacco policy in the military. Williams says tobacco use harms the health and readiness of troops and costs taxpayers billions.
If you're a smoker, your hospital stays are 20% longer. You have a double risk of a postoperative infection from any surgery that you have.
Williams says he wants the military's tobacco discount ended, but he says that could be difficult.
The profits from tobacco sales on the base, those are used by MWR, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. It helps pay for the daycare centers. It helps pay for the gymnasiums, for the clubs.
The American Lung Association says the military has been struggling for years with how to address tobacco, but it keeps getting caught up in politics. Congressman Stephen Palazzo represents Southern Mississippi. He was also a Marine. He says ending the discount represents a slippery slope.
I mean, what's next? Are they going to, not allow you to eat a cheeseburger? Caffeine's bad for you, so no more coffee, no more Krispy Kreme donuts.
Palazzo says he thinks the military should keep its tobacco discount. And he says, why single out one product?
The availability of tobacco products in a combat zone is not the threat. The threat is the bullets coming from the enemy.
The question of whether or not to end the military's discount is expected to come before Senate this fall. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.